Hilda Sarmiento was also excited to see the Pope when he was in Washington. She traveled all the way from New Orleans. That's where she lives now. But she's from Honduras. Hilda has three kids. Her younger two live with her here in the U.S. Her oldest, Johan, is still back home. He's 11 now, but he's never met his younger siblings, and he hasn't seen his mom in years. Now, last year, President Obama issued an executive order on immigration that might have helped reunite their family, but the policy's in legal limbo, so the family remains split, part in New Orleans, part in Honduras. Reporter Nina Feldman recently spent an afternoon with each side of the family. She starts us off in Honduras.
The town of Catacamas has a sort of Wild West feel. It's got dusty roads and a reputation for lawlessness. My taxi driver was not happy about taking me here. Johan lives here with his grandmother and aunts.
Mi nombre es Yasser Johan García Sarmiento.
Their cinderblock house is set back from the road with a sloping front yard just big enough to get a football game going. Johan's mom, Hilda, grew up here too. When she graduated from high school, she couldn't find a job. So, like many Hondurans, Hilda decided to go to the States, where she could earn more money to send back to her family. Hilda says you can find work here in bodegas, but you only make about $50 a month, and it's really hard to survive on that. She had a friend in New Orleans. Many Central American immigrants found work there after Hurricane Katrina. But leaving home meant leaving Johan, too. He was just 2 years old.
No tenía opciones. Era salir o no salir.
She says she didn't have a choice. She didn't have the money to be able to move with him. At age 19, Hilda left Johan with her mother and made it to New Orleans.
Mariela, no estoy jugando, no tengo.
Now, 9 years later, she's married and has her own business, cleaning houses. And she has two more kids, Mariela and Jefferson, both U.S. citizens. I hung out with them one afternoon over the summer.
My name is Mariela Sarmiento, and I am 8 years old. I live in New Orleans. And my family is from Honduras, a Spanish-speaking country.
Hello, I'm Jefferson Sarmiento. I'm 7 years old. I was born in New Orleans. I live in New Orleans.
Some things about being a kid are the same, no matter where you grow up. You goof around, you sing songs, whether it's your national anthem whistled against a blade of grass or an a cappella duet of Taylor Swift.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You'll say sorry just for show. Live like that, you let it go. You forget it, but you never let it go.
You learn the same stuff in school.
We learn about times, division, subtraction, addition,
multiplicar, dividir, sumar y restar.
But beyond the basics, life is pretty different for Joan. Mariela and Jefferson go to a public charter school in New Orleans with a solid reputation. Joan's grandmother sends him to school each day in a taxi because it's too dangerous for him to walk there.
Eso es algo que nadie está seguro de que no va a pasar de que una pandilla te quiera reclutar.
Hilda says just about everybody is subject to gang recruitment in school in Catacamas. She had hopes that President Obama's executive order on immigration might make it possible to send for Johan soon, but it's been blocked by a court ruling. Mariela and Jefferson know enough to feel lucky that they live in the States and not Honduras, but they would love to have their brother join them in New Orleans.
It would be different because then we'd all get to play together
and we get to see him in person
every single day.
And we would talk to him and teach him English,
and new friends and stuff like that.
But in the meantime, they can still communicate. Before I left for Honduras, I recorded a message from Mariela and Jefferson to take to Joan.
Hola, Joan, te quiero. Estoy diciendo esto para ti porque quiero que estés bien en Honduras.
Yo te quiero y yo te quiero ver un día.
They say, hi, Joan, I love you. I just wanted to say that I hope you're doing well in Honduras. I love you and I want to see you one day and I hope that you learn English. When are you going to come here? And when I was in Catacamas, he recorded one to send back. He says, I miss my brother and sister. I love them very much. I want to go there and meet them. I hope one day I'll see them. For The World, I'm Nina Feldman.